It's funny. I actually started my first podcast and YouTube channel earlier this year, and it was just revolving around computer hardware and gaming. Those are subjects I love, and I'm glad that's taken off. But in this channel, while I did use my first name and even show my face, I never said exactly who I was or where I lived. The reasoning was simple. I didn't want my employer to be able to find my YouTube channel or podcast by Googling my name. At the time, this was considered an experimental project, and I couldn't afford to lose my job. Now, I still plan to keep my job for the foreseeable future, but at this point, my content is starting to become my major passion. I consider myself a freelancer now, a free man. And as such, it's time for me to launch a podcast revolving around things I am very passionate about, and that's historical understanding and political subjects I want to give commentary on. So with this, I have to start talking about myself more, even if people can figure out who I am. It's impossible. I can't do this without telling you exactly where I come from. Well, I was born in Minnesota, grew up in Illinois, went to college in Michigan, and even worked for a little bit in western Pennsylvania. It's safe to say my true home is just the entire Midwest, and it's a home I truly love. What's also true is that I work as an engineering account manager, and I have for several years. In this role, I am required to travel all over the Midwest on a weekly and at least monthly basis. I also travel through the South and Northeast as well. Sometimes I even go to Europe. I love the world we live in, and I love my entire country, even if the Midwest is definitely my home. That's what made me want to make this channel, actually. The fact that I've always loved all parts of this country. I love visiting New Orleans for Halloween, or Louisville during the Kentucky Derby. I find the stoic hills of eastern Pennsylvania just as majestic as the deep, hot forests of South Carolina. Oh, but I do think the UP is possibly the prettiest place I've ever seen. Sorry, Alabaster Plains. In all of my travels, I've loved all of the people I've met in these places as well. And I've noticed all corners of this country seem to be brimming with endless varieties of creative, hardworking, caring, and just interestingly complex people. And yeah, they all certainly seem to have a lot of opinions and political proclivities too, don't they? But you know what I haven't found? I haven't found any flaming liberals refusing to work, nor have I met a single one of these supposed Nazi Trump supporters. I'm guessing the media focuses on literally dozens and just dozens of radicals on both sides, even though they barely exist. The truth is, most people, no matter which state they live in, seem to have some actual reasons for voting the way they vote. They're not Nazis, nor are they communists. The point of this channel is to focus on those majority and real people, not to argue that Democrats or Republicans are bad or even what happens to be bad right now. I want to give you perspectives on possibly why people believe and act the way they do. Therefore, I'm not really here to convince you of anything, actually. I'm here to give insight, though, on a few big things. Number one, what people on the major sides of various arguments are actually thinking, not what some biased media sources want you to believe they are thinking in order to convince you of their absurdly prejudiced arguments. Number two, overlooked and or misrepresented pieces of history that seem to hold back the modern zeitgeist, inaccurate statements about the past that are making us hate each other when we need not. We have a majority of our thoughts in common. And number three, to simply open a door into the diverse opinions of people all over the United States, with a special emphasis on the Midwest. Real people and opinions from the flyover states. These people I will reference and talk to are not actors in Hollywood's latest family-friendly romp, pretending they are down to earth simply because they wear plaid shirts and didn't shave for a few days. No. I will be talking to and referencing real people that stand on the actual ground that lies between the coasts, while self-proclaimed elites fly right over us. This is Flyover States, a political commentary podcast. Now, I want to take a little bit of time to sample the appetizers, let's say, of the types of things I will be talking about on this podcast. Thus, you know if you subscribe to either the YouTube channel or the podcast feed, what you're getting into. Well, let's see. One of the first things I'll want to talk about is understanding the Founding Fathers and their connection to slavery. The truth of the matter is that it's much more complex than people act. People often like to pretend that slavery... Well, they like to pretend it never happened, I would say. And people on the left won't stop hammering the point that some of the Founding Fathers owned slaves. This is really a simplistic view, though. Many of the Founding Fathers hated slavery, wanted to get rid of it. Thomas Jefferson, you know what he did? He tried to ban it in his opening documents, and they would not let him. Additionally, Benjamin Franklin founded an incredible abolitionist league right out of the founding of the country. So really, at the inception, you have people like Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, and Hamilton trying to remove slavery. And that's what the truth is. Well, I'll get much more into it in this episode. And it's... Slavery has always been a part of the founding of America, but it's always been a part that was fought from the beginning as well. Next, I want to talk about why so many people are running for president on the Democratic side. A lot of it has to actually do with the way our system's set up and rewards people. It's not necessarily that they think they can win, but if you have a direct voting block, Beto with young millennial college voters that are somewhat moderate, he knows if he can win those votes, even if he doesn't win the presidency, he can make a deal with whoever does win the presidency to give them his support, right? So if you were told I can win 10% of the electorate for sure, and if I lock that down, I can use that as leverage to get what I want from the person who does win the presidency, why would you not run? Additionally, I want to talk about Bleeding Oregon. That is a reference to Bleeding Kansas. I believe if there is a civil war, it will be in Oregon. People like Robert Evans have talked about this in detail. And with the, well, what's going on right now with the state legislator fleeing, the state police chasing them, and this has happened before, but now we have white supremacists saying they'll defend them with guns. This could get bad. I also want to talk about Europeans' perceptions of Americans abroad. I don't think Americans are as hated as Europeans think. I want to talk about the fallacy of the march of progress, this idea that progress has always gone up and that it always will. I'm honestly not so sure anymore. I want to also talk about shattering the glass ceiling in women in history, how I believe the issue isn't that women were so oppressed that they couldn't achieve the shattering of the glass ceiling, but it's pretty clear a lot of women have shattered the glass ceiling many times. We just haven't put their names in the history books for some reason. I want to compare eugenics to communism. I want to talk about how I got to my political positions, the fallacies of becoming more socialist. I want to talk about simple things like the OK sign, gun fanboys, why people like the 1911 so much, my thoughts on Russia, their place in the world, if they're a threat to America, perceptions of firearms enthusiasts, why a crash could happen in our economy, and many, many more things. I hope you'll support me. I have a Patreon. It's called Flyover States on SoundCloud, Flyover States, and I will be submitting this podcast feed to all major distributors. I hope you'll support me there, and I hope you'll subscribe at least on YouTube as well and on SoundCloud so that this can really get kicked off quickly. Well, if you do, many more things to talk about. All right. Thank you.